Hi guys, how are you? Welcome back to Let's Be Honest. This is your girl Ropani. I'm definitely grateful for each and every one of you guys. For this episode today, we're still getting back to the LGBTQ episode since, you know, Gay Pride is next month. So for this episode, I have a really interesting guest, a close friend of mine. Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, girl?
Hi, I'm Pat Carney. I've known you for what, like a year and a
Three.
half now or something?
2 years, maybe.
2 years. Wow.
Right? It's been so long, girl.
Yeah, time flies, dude.
It really does. How are you?
I'm doing really good and got a lot better with my mental health and everything, which obviously is something everyone should keep in check, so.
Definitely. Every day, everyone's struggling with mental issues. Like, it's something that, you know, we need to check on every single day. Make sure we're good.
I'm talking about it more, though, now. Like, way more than we have in the past.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. So, Kat, so my questions for you today, there are 10 questions, very simple, kind of complex, I guess. So, take your time answering these questions. There's no timer on it. Feel free to share examples, stories, whatever you want. The floor is yours. You know, speak your mind, whatever you want to say. Okay.
You know, I got a big mind, girl.
Yes, I love it. So, Kat, how do you identify?
So, okay, even this is more complex than you might think, right? Because it's serious, though, because, like, so I identify as bisexual, but there's a lot of debate with bisexual versus pansexual versus whatever. I personally, so bisexuality came out before, like, you know, non-binary was a thing and all of that stuff. So, well, not before it, but before we really understood what that was. So I have a friend who identifies as pansexual, and we debate all the time on which category we fall onto and stuff like that. But I'm bisexual, but that still means I'm into everything. So don't, you know, for all you nine non-binaries out there, hey, I'm here.
Yeah. Awesome. I love it. Can you tell me about your first gay crush?
Gosh, so this too is like, I didn't know that I was fully bisexual until I was around 20. And I thought everybody was hot. Like, I literally was walking around this earth thinking that everybody was like, she's cute, he's hot, that person is super cool. Like, I was just like talking to my friend and I was like, man, I don't want to be weird, but did you see that girl's butt? And she was like, I know. She was like, I've literally never looked at another girl's butt. And I like took a step back and I was like, wait, what? So I think that's really when I was like, okay, I gotta like, so I don't really know what my first crush was because I was crushing on everyone before I even knew that I was, like, that. But there was definitely this girl in high school where I was super intimidated by her because, you know, shouting back to my roots, I used to be a scene girl. So, you know, I had the big hair, all that stuff, wore the most ridiculous clothes, and so did she. And I remember just, like, trying to sit next to her in class. And, like, at the time, I was like, am I attracted to her or do I just want to look like her? Now I realize that I was definitely trying to, you know, see what she was all about. But in that moment.
Yeah. Do you know where she?
No. I know her name was Sky. I don't know what she's doing now, but she's probably straight, unfortunately.
Aw, well, shout out to Sky anyways. what does chosen family mean to you?
This means a lot to me because, so, I come from an interesting family dynamic where my brother has completely cut off ties with everyone in our family. Like, he only talks to me now. And so for him, I kind of learned that family means nothing other than like who you want it to be, and blood doesn't really come into it to me at all. Like, and it's so silly that people put so much on like blood family, because if you think about it, like your parents are your blood, but they're not each other's blood, and they still love each other so much. So why do we have to limit ourselves to our family is only the people that we come from? So for me, like, I consider you family. You're my sister. If you needed anything, I'm right here for you. If, like, my best friend, he lives literally down the hall. He moved into this apartment building just so he could be closer to me. If that's not a brother, I don't know what is, you know? So my family is massive, not because, you know, my mom gave birth a bunch or I did or anything like that, but because these are people that I need to look out for, and they look out for me. And that's really what it's about. Is people are willing to look at you and see you for who you really are, that's what you need to keep around. You don't need to keep around the people who only see you as a resource. And that's your parents too, sometimes can only see you as a resource. And if you see someone who they know who you are inside and out, and they still love you and accept you, that's what you need.
That's so beautiful. I've never heard anybody explain it like that. That's really dope. Who is your gay icon?
Oh man. Okay. So we talked a little bit about this before, but I don't know. I like there are so many people that like it's really, I think anyone, 'cause I mean so many people on this planet are gay icons, and they're not even like gay themselves. Like you think of like someone like Cher, right? She's never, that I know of at least, identified as anything but straight, and yet people look at her like a gay icon. And I love, like, but see, there's a thing too, is like I like RuPaul for all the stuff he's done, and I like the Brulé brothers for all the stuff they've done for like gender queer, and like not RuPaul, because RuPaul's real weird about that. But that's the thing. You gotta look at them for who they are too, because you can't just idolize someone fully, you know? You have to take into account every step that they make, because RuPaul, he supports fracking. I'm not into that. That's not good for our environment. That made him go down a notch. Yeah.
Do you want to explain what fracking means?
Oh, girl, you want to get into science here? I wasn't prepared for this. So basically, from my knowledge, no one come at me, please, for what I'm about to say. But if you are trying to get oil or resources that are deeper in the ground than what like our technology can do, what they will sometimes do is like essentially like break the ground and like crack it and like spray water down there, so like the earth will come up a little bit and then you can get the oil deeper. And it's super terrible for the environment. Like it causes runoff, and it like can really damage like places around it, and like entire communities have been broken from this and stuff. And it's all in the name of capitalism, and it makes me very
Of
upset.
course. Of
So
course it
but back to the gay icon stuff, like I mean, I really think that what a gay icon should be to people is anyone that makes you feel seen and recognized. And like someone even like, have you ever seen BoJack Horseman? The
Oh, yeah.
like even someone on there, Todd, BoJack, yeah,
Todd,
that
yeah,
was my friend. One of my friends is asexual. She had never really truly known what that meant or like that she was until she watched that show. And she's like, I feel the same way. That's who I am. I didn't know that there was like a name for it, you know? And I think even someone like Todd, a cartoon character, can be a gay icon, because if you feel that that hits you in your soul, that's someone you need to cling on to. Kind of like our chosen family topic, where like if that person can make you feel seen, heard, appreciated, you know, that's what you should be looking out for. you should be looking out for those kinds of things. And obviously, anyone you look out for is a human being and is going to make mistakes just like everyone else, but you have to reconcile if those mistakes are something you can grapple with, and if not, hold them accountable. Like, RuPaul should be held accountable for his fracking. It's just kind of like, you know, even with our political system, as freaking crazy as it is right now,
yeah,
the thing that people are really, like, I've seen a lot of Trump supporters attack Democrats lately because we aren't worshiping Biden like they worshipped Trump. And it's like, that's because he's a human being. He's not an idol, and he's here to work for us. Yeah. Like, your idol should work for you. And if they're not, say something. You can't fix anything if you're going to stay quiet. You need to use your voice.
Closed mouths don't get fed. Exactly. So, do you feel like there's a unified gay community?
No. As sad as... But, okay. I don't think... I think that human nature loves to separate people. You know, we've done it all throughout history, and like, that's why we have this movement right now about like Black trans lives, because those are the ones that we really need to, that's the highest suicide rate, that's the highest violence rate, that's like, you know, we need to look out for our own. And if you are, again, like you said, closed mouths don't get fed, if you aren't willing to look out for your brothers and sisters in this community, you need to look out. You need to say something. I don't think that we have, because even if you like go on Grindr, right? Which, I mean, I'm sure you and I haven't spent a lot of time on there. But my friend down the hall, he's gay and he goes on Grindr a lot. And what he sees, and I've like looked with him, you know, we all do that, check out what our friends are into.
Yeah.
Like a lot of it says like no fat, no femme, no Asian. Why are we doing that? Like, yeah. Why are we like, I understand that you're allowed to have preferences. Everyone is, but you shouldn't take out whole like chapters of your community because you're not open-minded enough to like accept that person for who they are, for things that they can't. Mind you, we can all lose a few pounds. I definitely can. But like, you can't change your race, you can't change your personality, and who cares if you're feminine, who cares if you're masculine? Like, those exactly. are honestly just words we put on each other.
The next question kind of ties into that question. Do you wish there's more of a unified community?
Absolutely, this isn't just related to the gay community. I wish that all of the world was more unified than what it is, because I think that we have so much that we can teach each other. I think we have so much. You know me. I don't listen to music in the car. I listen to audio lectures on stuff like religion and world history and like stuff like that. Like right now I've been listening to one on Egyptology right now, and some of the stuff that I'm learning is like, why aren't we talking about this?
Exactly.
Why aren't we handing stuff down? This is stuff that we should all be made aware of, and if you're not willing to look at others, you're never going to learn from yourself. Self-examination is the biggest thing you can do to self-growth,
because
and understanding other people. Like, people wonder why I'm really good at like reading people, and I'm really good at like understanding human behavior. It's because I have looked at myself inside, outside, backwards, upside down.
Everywhere.
I know why I do things, so I can figure out why other people are doing things too. We need to unify because we all have the same end goal, you know? And it's super interesting because you know how people always are like, what's the meaning of death? We know what the meaning of death is. The meaning of life is what people ask a lot. You know, like, what's the meaning of life? What is it? The meaning of life, honestly, is to better yourself for the next generation. That's what the meaning of life is. What people are really trying to figure out is what's the meaning of death. The meaning of death is what's scary to a lot of people. Because
and it why shouldn't be.
Honestly, death is nothing. Like, I'm scared of how I'm gonna die, not of what happens afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
I know I'm a good person, and whatever is after, we're gonna get judged how we're gonna get judged. All I'm doing right now is trying to be the best me I can.
Exactly, and that's what everybody should do. What do you think the gay community is going to look like in 50 years?
I think it's going, I think it's going to be even more diverse, but also more, what am I trying to say? It's going to be more diverse than what we see it as right now. Because, I mean, if you look back 50 years, we didn't have, you know, pansexuality. We didn't have non-binary. Yeah. Well, I shouldn't say we didn't have non-binary, because there's always been, even in, like, I think Asian culture, there's always been three genders, and it's been like male, female, and then one that didn't fit either category.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we're going to have more specific things for people. Because, I mean, my friend who's asexual, you know, she didn't even know what she was until this year. So I think we're going to have a lot more openness, and I think people are going to realize that you know your sexuality at a way younger age than mm-hmm. what we're thinking now. Because if a five-year-old said he likes boys, people are all up in arms right now. But if a five-year-old says he likes girls, people are like, oh, cute. Why? Why can't we just be like, okay, cool? I also think that coming out isn't mm-hmm. going to be a thing really anymore. Because yeah. I never came out to my parents, because it didn't matter. I, like, even right now, like, my parents know that I'm not straight. They don't know what exactly I am. But it doesn't matter, because if I brought home a girl, if I brought home a non-binary person, they wouldn't care. They would still welcome them. And yeah. it never needed to be, because I know they love me, you know? And I think so. I see a lot more of that in the future.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. What's something you want to communicate to the previous gay community or generation?
I think that we need to communicate that it's okay. Because I think that there are still a lot of people out there that are still very scared of what people are going to say, what people are going to think. I think, you know, I mean, you still see like 80-year-olds coming out as trans now, you know, and that's great. But I wish that you would have done that sooner, because you could have been living your true self a lot earlier. And I know that's easy for me to say as someone who's grown up in this community. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to unlearn those things that you've been taught your whole life. Oh, but yeah. I really, really just want the older generation to know, like, it's okay. We will accept you. We will be your new family if that's what you're afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for everybody. Like, no matter what you're going through right now, the sun will set and it will come up tomorrow. I mean, you know, like, I've been through a lot of stuff in my life. And
yeah.
There have been times where I wish the sun didn't come back up, but I'm still here and I've made so much for myself. And I really want everyone to know that there is hope no matter what you're going through.
Good. I feel like this next question also ties into that question. What's something you want to communicate to the younger gay generation? So
this one, I do have a lot of thoughts on, I guess, because, like,
okay.
I want the younger generation to truly know what the older generation fought for. Because a lot of people growing up now, they probably don't remember a time when being gay wasn't okay, you know? So, you know, to recognize what pride actually is, like Stonewall, a lot of people don't even know what Stonewall is anymore.
Yeah. And fun fact, sorry to cut you off. I just learned what Stonewall was like a couple months ago.
And it's crazy, right? Mm-hmm. It all started with a riot. And, you know, I think that there was more discussion of that with the Black Lives Matter. and how it was going on kind of during Pride's month. And it's so funny because I feel like if it would have happened any other month, like, we would have had a lot of black, like, backlash. But because there wasn't, like, and props to the gay community for doing that, because what we heard a lot of was, like, people, like, I don't care that Pride isn't happening as big as it would right now, because Pride started with a riot. So, you know what? This, we're going to be marching. We're going to be fighting for these, like, everyone, you know? Because that's what it's really about, because it's about treating humans like humans. And I think that we really need to, we need to teach the young. We need to show them, like, hey, we fought for this. Like, it's great that you can hold hands with your boyfriend. It's great that you can kiss your girlfriend out in public. But don't forget that people literally died for that. And mm-hmm. that's what you should remember. And that's what you should take pride in. Because that's what pride is it's taking pride in your community for fighting for their rights. It's not just about being proud that you are gay. It's being proud of the people who made it okay for the community to see you as you are and to accept you as you are.
Beautiful. I love that. So last question for you, girl. What's something you want to communicate to your younger self?
Girl, you're not straight. Stop pretending. Like, get over it. It's fine. Go and kiss a girl. Like, hang out. You're fine. I think my younger self was very, like, confused. And, you know, I really wish that I would have seen more lesbians outside of the context of, like, it just being for men's view, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I wish that, and you know how many people are confused about what lesbian sex is? I've literally had guys come up to me and be like, so you like girls, right? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, what do you guys do? And I'm like, if you don't know that a girl can finish, you shouldn't even be straight. you need to get yourself in order.
Well, oh my god.
Seriously. So I really wish that I would have seen more representation of that growing up, and I wish that I would see more representation of bisexual people, not hypersexualized, because I currently have a boyfriend, and him and I have had a lot of really good open discussions about my bisexuality and what that means in context of our relationships. And I'm super lucky to have a man that is very okay with me exploring that in the context of our relationship. And he knows that if I have a girlfriend, it's not for him. It's for me. It's my relationship outside of this one. So, I mean, I'm lucky in that aspect.
That's so dope. Yeah.
So I guess I'm also poly too, but we just all sorts of big, happy family of whatever.
Yeah.
But that's also, you know, my relationship, and I would never put that on someone else. If I met a girl, I first and foremost would explain to her that I have a straight relationship as well. And if she's not comfortable with that, it's not going to be a surprise. It's not going to be thing that I pressure her into, because women are pressured enough, and I'm not going to be so
a woman pressuring another woman.
Right? No, thank you.
Wow, I really enjoyed this. Was there anything else you wanted to add or share or comment?
Don't stop listening to her podcast ever. She's amazing. So and girl, you have so many thoughts that I truly just, like, you've opened my mind, and I thought that I had a pretty open mind, so that's saying something.
Oh, girl, let me tell you, ever since I left Fargo, like, my mind has expanded, and, like, I've just been like, on research mode, studying, having conversations with people, and just being out there and having a really open mind about the world and what I can learn from the world, and like different conversations with different people and seeing what their opinions are, just picking people's brains. So like,
that's
it's been fun.
I think that's the biggest thing to learning is talking to other people. Because also, though, don't be afraid to fact check your friends, because there's a
Oh,
lot
yeah.
of misinformation out there. So don't take their word for it. Do your own research. But learning other communities, and because that's, I think, what people are really scared about. And I mean, we saw this, we worked together previously. That's how we met. And they're, you know, oh my gosh, sorry, my cat is climbing all over me. But that's, I think, really, you know, I didn't know anything about African culture before I worked there. And instead of going into that workplace and thinking like, oh, they need to make me comfortable, I went in there and wanted to make you guys comfortable, because I don't want to encroach on someone's safe place. I don't want to like make you guys feel like I'm not a safe person to be around. So I saw that you guys were bringing food, so guess what I did? Brought food. Like, you need to fit into other cultures. You can't just expect other cultures to fit into you.
That's really dope. I love that ending.
Cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. I enjoyed picking your brain and you sharing your thoughts and opinions and everything. This was really fun.
Yeah, no, I love talking to you. You know that.
Yeah.
Even though I'm so busy all the time. I'm taking summer classes right now. It's a pain.
Yeah. Good for you, girl. I'm happy for you, though.
Girl, I am 2 semesters away from graduating, and I'm so scared. I don't want to be in the world yet.
Welcome to the big world, girl.
Scary.
It really is.
But we'll get through it one day at a time.
One day at a time, girl. We're still young. We're still fresh in our 20s, so we're good.
One thing I do too, if I'm like ever in a really bad spot and I'm really scared, is I just count to 5 over and over again. Because if I can survive these next 5 seconds, I can survive the next 5 minutes, the next 5 hours, the next, you know. So
yeah,
just take it seconds at a time if you need to.
Exactly. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for joining this journey with me and for listening today on Let's Be Honest, this episode. This is Ropani again. And thanks again, Kat, for joining me. I would love to have you back again. This was really fun.
Anytime. I'm always excited to talk to you. So
yeah. Awesome. Well, guys, remember to check out my Instagram at Let's Be Honest. All of my links are on there for my poetry, photography, my merch. Everything is on there. Don't forget to subscribe and follow me on Spotify, Breaker, Anchor, and Google Podcasts. Much love, you guys. I'm very grateful for you. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.